Welcome to the Trailhead, where trails start and stories unfold. Welcome to the show, everyone. Now here's JD.
Welcome, everyone, to a new chapter here at the Trailhead. I'm JD Marshall, founder of this community and a staunch advocate for the freedom and beauty that our public lands offer. In this short-form episode series, we embark on a journey that draws inspiration from great broadcasters of our past, those who understood the power of their platform not just to inform but to inspire, to not merely report but to reflect and to help the audience reflect. There was a time when the airwaves were graced with these voices that dared to break from the monotony of factual reporting to deliver something more profound, an editorial, a passionate plea from the heart, speaking directly to the soul of the listener. It's in this tradition that I introduce a special segment. In this regular feature, we'll step away from our live shows and interviews to share our perspectives as individual hosts to speak on matters that move, challenge, and hopefully unite us. Our public lands, our right to explore, to revel in the wild, bring us together here at the Trailhead, and it's from this chair, through these segments, that I aim to bridge the gap between simply talking about the news and making a plea for the things and values we hold dear. So join me as we navigate the rugged trails of dialogue, debate, and discovery, speaking passionately, fearlessly, from our unique vantage point. In the wake of articles by Jonathan P. Thompson and Danny Kent, loud and compelling responses from off-roaders have become not just necessary, but imperative. Their recent opinion articles attempt to continue a false narrative of the off-road community, branding us with accusations of arrogance and aggressive advocacy. Such claims not only distort the truth, but also fan the flames of hypocrisy too high to ignore. And it's against this backdrop that I find myself compelled to set the record straight. Firstly, it's crucial to understand that the off-road community isn't aggressive by nature. Rather, we've been dormant, lulled into a sense of complacency by decades of unchecked narratives spun against us. The persistent behavior of certain environmental groups, casting us in the role of the antagonist, has served as a wake-up call. Moreover, these narratives have at times sown division within our own ranks, pitting full-size vehicle enthusiasts against ATV riders and motorcycle riders, etc. Yet this adversity has catalyzed a significant shift. We're beginning to see past these internal divisions, understanding that our strength lies in unity. The off-road community is starting to speak with one voice, a chorus of diverse enthusiasts united by a shared passion and a common cause. And our silence to date may be why some seem so offended that we're speaking up now. Thompson and Kent position themselves as defenders of the wilderness, yet in their critique, they conveniently sidestep a critical examination of their own arguments. The narrative they push is laced with environmental concerns that, while seemingly noble, often serve as red herrings, diverting attention from a more straightforward, albeit less palatable, sentiment behind opinions like these. We don't want them here. This stance, masquerading as environmental activism, cloaks a more profound hypocrisy, a refusal to acknowledge the possibility of coexistence and mutual respect on our public lands. Addressing the environmental red herring head-on, it's an essential note that the debate around off-roading and its environmental impact often becomes emotionally charged, with critics leveraging sentiments that, while passionate, are not always grounded in robust scientific evidence. Of course, if that evidence doesn't support the assertion that the environment is harmed, then the science is just rejected, like the dust studies in Arizona that, when a commissioned study didn't show what some wanted, they just declared it bogus. Responsible off-roading, guided by regulations and a commitment to land stewardship, frequently gets overshadowed by blanket criticisms devoid of actual scientific backing. Anecdotal evidence becomes fact to few, rather than really looking at the full picture. You've heard them. All off-road vehicles are loud. All off-roaders are rude and disrespectful. All off-roaders have zero regard for the environment. This one-dimensional portrayal fails to acknowledge the efforts within our own community to harmonize our passion with profound respect for our environment. A balance that is seemingly dismissed by Thompson, Kent, and their ilk. The truth is that those in our sport have long been the biggest champions of the environment they use, and the few that leave trash on the trail are far outnumbered by the ones willing to pick up dirty trash, throw it in their Jeep, and bring it home. The truth is, the debate isn't just about preserving tranquility or protecting the land from degradation. It's about access, freedom, and the overarching principle that public lands are precisely that, public, meant to be shared amongst diverse users, including off-roaders. Our advocacy, far from an angry expression of being oppressed, is a stand against the monopolization of nature by those who have long deemed their recreational activities superior. As we navigate these bumpy roads, it becomes increasingly clear that the fight for off-road access is about more than just the right to experience wild spaces. It's about challenging the hypocrisy of those who claim to champion the outdoors while simultaneously gatekeeping who gets to enjoy it. The wilderness, in all its vastness and beauty, has room for all of us, but only if we're willing to acknowledge the validity of each other's place within it. Let me be unequivocally clear. The off-road community will not stand idly by as vocal few's unfounded accusations and selective environmental concerns continue to erode our collective freedoms. Our commitment to the lands we love is unwavering, and our resolve to fight for our place in the wilderness is stronger than ever. So to Thompson, Kent, and anyone else who doubts our dedication or questions our right to exist alongside them, we're here to stay. Ready to defend our passions with a fervor that matches the intensities of the landscapes that we cherish. Remember, the true spirit of the outdoors lies in its ability to unite us and not divide us. Off-roaders would much rather work with these groups than fight them. Our public lands are a legacy that demands our collective respect and a stewardship. A legacy that we, the off-road community, are fiercely committed to preserving for every enthusiast, every adventurer, every soul called to the wild. The hypocrisy ends here, and the fight for our shared future of public lands begins now. Thank you. I'm JD Marshall, and we'll see you next time at the Trailhead.